Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. So glad to have you with me this March 30th, the day before the first round of the Shell Houston Open, the day before the first round of the Invitational, which is the former Dyna Shore, the first major for the LPGA and Lady Tour. And the Shell, of course, is the final stop before Augusta. So it's a tune-up for a lot of guys. It's a chance to still get in the field at Augusta for some other players. The winner gets in. So you've got a lot at stake this week, a lot on the line. And we will go in and talk extensively about the Shell Houston Open, not extensively about the ladies' tournament. We'll talk about it, but not as much as Shell, because I think most of the world cares more about men's golf, and that's the way it is. So that's what I attend to. I will have my new list. I have a new list for you, and it'll be interesting. Hopefully you'll enjoy that. And other bits and pieces, and of course, as always, a strategy for your game. Okay, so let's start out today by congratulating Jason Day, who did what his fellow Aussie a little earlier in the spring did. He won back-to-back tournaments on the PGA Tour, double solidifying now as the number one player in the world, and we're talking about Jason Day. Jason Day won the World Match Play, the Dell Match Play Invitational at the Austin Country Club, a terrific event, sold out in Austin, minimal ticket sales because it's not a great course for lots of spectators, but they had a fabulous, it was really a successful event, which we said last week it would be a fantastically successful event. Austin was ready for it, and the golf course held up very, very nicely. Jason Day, the first day of the tournament, playing Graham McDowell, almost had to withdraw due to a lower back injury, which he was able to manipulate and maneuver through the next 3 days to survive the cut and then go into the final 3 days, or 2 days rather, and play two matches on Saturday, two matches on Sunday, not only survive but thrive and win the coveted trophy. So congratulations to him. That is his second win at that event. It was played in Tucson when he won it 2 years ago. So Jason Day, number one in the world, solidifying that. There is no doubt about it. He is in the mix next week at Augusta. He is going to take a little time off, not playing this week at Shell. He wasn't scheduled to, and he isn't anyway. Got to take some time off. Got to get that back in shape, because the hills at Augusta are different than what they've been playing on. I have been to Augusta, and the ups and downs and the terrain at Augusta, you can't quite see it on television. Someday maybe they'll be able to do it with 3D, but it is really hilly and takes a lot out of those calf muscles and lower back. You've got to be in really good shape, not only to play it, but of course to win it. So that wraps up last week. Tiger Woods announced in the last day or so, along with the golf tournament that is played every year at Riviera, they're looking for a sponsor. The tournament is now going to be with his foundation. And so Tiger Woods, who had only played at Riviera a handful of times, they did give him his very first in a professional tournament when he was 16 years old. It never really fit his schedule, and I'm not sure he really loves the golf course. It's a different kind of a course. Old style, and you really have to thread the needle there and be on every part of your game to really be competitive. I was always disappointed when he didn't play much there, especially a Southern California kid. This is in the heart of Southern California, Pacific Palisades. So this is really good news, not only for the golf tournament, but also for Tiger and his reputation. He needs to do this more to local places where he is from. Originally, he is doing it a lot in South Florida now where he lives, but this is really a big deal. And you have listened to me on this show before. It is my favorite golf course, and because it tests every single fiber of your golf game. And you don't find a guy who wins the golf tournament backing into it. You have to win at Riviera. So that's good news. PGA Tour Commissioner Fincham, whose contract was extended through 2017, is hinting at stepping down at the end of this year. It is not official, but the whole chain of events is set up for Jay Moynihan to take over and just have a seamless transition for Jay to be the commissioner of the PGA Tour. Really not the biggest deal, except that the commissioner sped it up by a year, and it's worth mentioning today on my broadcast. That's all. And now I want to talk a little bit about the ladies' event. It is the old Dinosaur. It's got a new sponsor. It has a great golf course. It is well attended. It is a part of that community and the fabric of that community, and it's all because of Dinosaur. You wouldn't let that tournament die. And although she is no longer with us, the tournament does live, and it lives on. And I will have my picks later on in that in the show for who I think will win on Invitational. Okay, now to talk about this week's event at the Golf Club of Houston, suburban Houston, which is actually a little town called Humble, spelled Humble, but called Humble. And it's got a great field. It's 144 players. A lot of guys getting tuned up for Augusta. A lot of guys not in Augusta next week. And for them, it's just a regular tour event with one last opportunity to get in the Great Masters event. But we've got a lot of 16 major champions. So it's not chopped liver. It is a very substantial event. They all are, and this has nothing, takes a backseat to no one, although a number of guys do skip it because it's right before a major. Phil Mickelson plays every year. He'll be teeing it up with Sergio Garcia, who also plays every year, and Vaughn Taylor. Excuse me, that's a group I'm looking for, forward to seeing. Texan Jimmy Walker with Brooks Koepka and Hunter Mahan, who also makes his home there. I really like that group. That's an interesting group to follow. Matt Every with Jeff Ogilvie and Ernie Els is another interesting group. Also, I forgot to mention, Tony Finau joined the winner's circle last week, winning the satellite event in Puerto Rico. I say satellite because it was not a major event on the PGA Tour, but it is PGA Tour FedEx Cup point. You do not get in Augusta, but you make money and a two-year exemption. Congratulations to big hit in Tony Finau. Moved him up. He's going to be playing with Dustin Johnson and Louis Oosthuizen, who came in second last week. Let's see. I've got Harris English playing with David Thompson, Mike Weir, a couple of major champions. Scott Brown, who played well last week in Puerto Rico with Andres Gonzalez and Harold Varner III. Another kind of sneaky, interesting group. Davis Love with Kevin Streel and Steve Stricker. Charles Schwartzel will be playing with Ricky Fowler and Henrik Stenson. The feature group, without a doubt, is Jordan Spieth with J.B. Holmes and Patrick Reed. So that's a look at some of the groups that I'm looking at as they head into the 144-man field. I will also have my picks on that event coming up shortly. Now it's the time in the show where I have my strategy. And my strategy today is breaking down barriers to play the best golf you can play. A lot of golfers, amateur golfers, watch the pros, read magazines, listen to so-called, I guess you call them experts, or, you know, like teaching pros that want to profess a certain way of doing things. And that doesn't give you the freedom to become the best player you can be. It's not about buying a new golf club. It's not about millions of balls on the road. Not about the newest gadget that you can buy and practice with. It's all about you. And I liken it to this. I can drive a Mercedes or a Toyota. Yes, I can. And I am still the same guy behind the wheel. So if you're a speeder in a Toyota, you're going to speed in a Mercedes, and vice versa. So trust yourself. Follow the process and the system that we've created at One Thought Golf, and it's impossible for you to not get better. I do understand the barriers are huge. The golf industry and business has told you there's only one way to do it. Well, it usually doesn't work because it's cookie cutter. You need to be able to follow a process and a system and then manage it and game plan it for your personality and drive and how you personally want to become better at the game. You'll understand what I'm talking about better and better the more you use the process and the system. That is my very special strategy for today. Now, on to my picks for the ladies event. And I have Stacy Lewis, Lydia Ko, and the girl who's been on fire lately, Brittany Lang. I've got Lewis, Ko, and Lang. Now, I want to give you my first list of the year. Interesting. Right before Augusta. And here's the list. I call it my Fab Five. The five hottest and best golfers in the world right now. They are Adam Scott, Jason Day, Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, and Bubba Watson, in no particular order. Does that match yours, or do you have someone different? My email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I, S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. Love to hear from you. Love to hear from you on any of the topics that we talk about. Your picks for the week. Anything and everything is fair game. I get back to everybody. It sometimes takes me a day, but I promise I will get back to you. Okay, now I want to pose the other question that I've had for a number of weeks, the Phil Mickelson / Tiger Woods question, and I made the statement that neither Phil Mickelson nor Tiger Woods ever win on the PGA Tour, including majors. So far, I'm right. Phil tees it up again this week. I could be wrong any day. Anytime Phil plays, I could be wrong. Can't be wrong with Tiger because he's not playing. And an interesting article, I am told, is coming out this week on the newsstands as we speak, Sports Illustrated on Tiger. Don't know a lot of the background behind it, but it is not without probability or question that Tiger Woods will never play competitive golf again. I know one thing. He is not going to tee it up in a ceremonial way, meaning He's not going to just show up at a golf tournament and tee it up if he does not believe that he can win the tournament. With that in mind, don't look for Tiger for a while, and he literally might not do it again. We'll see. I, for one, hope he recovers from his injuries and he does play again. I still don't think he'll win. Okay, now my picks for this week's Shell Houston Open to be contested at the Golf Club of Houston in Humble, Texas. 144 men, 16 of them major champions for the first prize. And the winner, if not eligible for Augusta, will be going to Augusta. So that's still on the board as well. I have Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, and Jimmy Walker. Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, and Jimmy Walker. Those are my three choices to win the Shell Houston Open, which gets underway bright and early tomorrow, Humble, Texas. This is Bob Geismar saying thank you so much for being with me and bearing with my voice. Got a little touch of bronchitis again, hovering over me for a couple of weeks. I will be back better than ever next week with my Augusta predictions and more strategies for your game, all sorts of good, fun things. Let me know what you think of all of the topics that we've talked about, bob@bobgeismar.com. So until next week, this is Bob Geismar saying thank you so much for joining me. One thought on Blog Talk Radio. So long for now.